March is time to celebrate the accomplishments of women in the past and present. The Buffalo Gals kicked off Women's History Month by recognizing those that are paving the way for change. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
When I came back home 3 years ago to take care of my mom, I didn't have the courage then to show up as this.
Women share their experiences from years of community work during the three-day women's conference in Rapid City. Each story fit in with the event's title, Living Our Legacy. Amanda Staddle's focus is sex trafficking. She is on the board of director for Heal International and a program coordinator at Of My Own in Arizona.
I run sexual health and empowerment education for girls that have either been sex trafficked or they're at risk for being sex trafficked.
The girls are between the ages of 11 and 17. Staddle says many at-risk girls have been sexualized by rape or sexual assault. She says the mission of the organization is to give children access to healing.
And for these girls, it's so that they have power, so that they get to be just like me and you, where they get to have lives, where they're not like stuck in this like recurring cycle.
She says they do activities like simulating issues in life to prepare girls for real encounters. Some of these moments stick out to Staddle. She says during a game, some girls were asked to say how they would react in a situation. Staddle thought she'd never be able to connect with one girl until she started to answer the questions.
As I was listening to her, I realized like she's has such a big heart and she doesn't see that. And she was so caring and like really wanted to protect her friends and her family. Like that meant so much to her. And so I said, wow, like I see that. Like you have such a big heart and your family means so much to you and you really care. And at that moment, like she paused and her shoulders like kind of relaxed and like this like whole sense of ease came over her. Like, and she got to be present to who she was. And like that's what we're creating and that's what we want all these girls to have, like, to see their own greatness.
Staddle says she tries to live by the rules she teaches and applies them to all of her relationships. Another presenter is Nishathi Pereira. The South Dakota School of Mines and Technology senior mentors incoming students. She says she fell in love with science when she was 4 years old.
We had a big 6.8 earthquake at our house, and my floor has wood paneling, so I got to see the earthquake make the waves on the floor paneling of my house.
Now Pereira's major is geological engineering. She volunteers as a student mentor in the Women in Science and Engineering, or WISE program, at the School of Mines. The program was created to raise the retention rate of female students in the predominantly male school. Pereira says she joined WISE because she wanted to help other women feel included in science fields.
Because we don't see other females in those roles, it's really hard to be the first one. You know, it's never any fun being the only woman on a project or the only woman using the women's bathroom. Like, just even the little things, that can kind of get discouraging.
Pereira says she thinks the lack of women in math and science fields discourages others from pursuing an education in them. But she says it doesn't take much to get young girls interested.
It takes one person to encourage somebody else to do it. So if you have a nephew or a niece, granddaughter, if you have somebody in your life that just needs an extra word of encouragement, definitely be that person to tell them, you're good at math, you can do this. I know this class is hard, but you can get through it. You can be whatever you want.
Pereira says women can do anything with a little determination and hard work. This is the first year the Buffalo Gals chose community appreciation recipients. They recognized some women for years of work, like Dorothy Rowdy Brewick.
In my professional life, I was a teacher, so I was Mrs. Brewick.
She's taught middle school, high school, and was the advanced placing testing coordinator for the school district.
So I was in school for 41 years.
Now that Brewick is retired, she works as an organizer.
I belong to Democracy in Action, which is a nonpartisan women's political group. We are progressives and really do support a progressive agenda here in South Dakota.
She was a chairwoman for the Women's March on Washington in Rapid City in January. The event brought nearly 1,000 people downtown.
It was wonderful to see that many people willing to walk down the street for the causes that they are passionate about. and there were many, many causes. It was very positive, and it was a proclamation that we're here, we're paying attention, and we're not going away.
Rewick says organizing the event took effort from women across the community. She has also worked in other groups, including women's empowerment circles at the jail.
It's so rewarding, and you know, people say, well, you are so busy and you work so hard, but in the end, I receive so much more than I give.
Rewick dedicated her award to all women that promote human rights and women's rights. Another woman focuses on bettering cross-cultural communications. Karen Mortimer is on the South Dakota Public Broadcasting Board of Directors.
I'm the director of the Minnelusaha Okolokichiape Ambassadors.
The group addresses broken or non-existent relationships between natives and non-natives. Mortimer says they bring community leaders of different races together. They work off the acronym BEAM.
B-E-A-M, and it stands for Bridging Cultures, Educating Ourselves and Others, Advocating, and Modeling Respectful Behaviors.
She says it has been helpful to champion events in the community that non-natives don't attend,
such as the Black Hills Wachipi, Black Hills Powwow, or the Lakota Nations Invitational. This year we worked collaboratively with the Convention Visitors Bureau and the mayor and the police chief and came up with this amazing welcome to all the players that came to the LNI.
The program started with a Bush Community Innovation Grant and is now funded by a John T. Vakurovich Foundation grant. Mortimer says the group is successful because people involved collaborate with each other.
When I see the relationship between a Native and non-Native leader be able to change a policy or to shift thinking on both a grassroots and a governmental level, I know that this is the right thing to do.
Mortimer says this work taught her how little she knew about Native American culture and has changed her perspective. Paula Longfox is another member of the Ambassadors. She was recognized for her work with kids. She says she was a middle school counselor for almost 36 years.
It's exciting because the kids morph into totally different human beings, both physically, emotionally, and mentally. They just grow so fast between sixth grade and eighth grade.
Now she works in high schools with the drug and alcohol prevention program, LifeWays.
We teach the kids that their brains aren't fully developed until they're 26. And that when you start using chemicals to get your dopamine flowing, your body or your mind forgets how to do it naturally. So you can become really addicted in a very short period of time during your adolescence.
Longfox acts as a counselor in high schools. She runs a student group called Youth to Youth that promotes a healthy lifestyle to their peers.
I feel like it's been so lucky because kids keep you real and they challenge you. And I feel like I've become a better person because anytime if I ever, which was seldom, but give advice, I would have to follow it myself. Otherwise, I felt like a hypocrite.
Longfox says her job made her life better, easier, and happier. The Buffalo Gals host monthly meetings in the Black Hills that are open to the public. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.